Today on Gardening in a Minute, hummingbird gardens. Hummingbirds are brightly colored birds that are always a wonder to see, and it's easy to attract them to your garden. In Florida, we see three different types of hummingbirds, but the most common is the ruby-throated. This feathered jewel is only about 3 inches long and weighs as little as a penny. To attract hummingbirds to your garden, choose plants with brightly colored or tubular flowers, like hibiscus or the native coral honeysuckle. Hummingbirds prefer red, orange, and pink flowers and use their long tongues to sip the nectar found within. Hummingbirds nest spring through summer and need a lot of nectar during that time, so make sure you have numerous nectar plants available. You can also help meet their needs with a hummingbird feeder. For more information about hummingbird gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, algae in water gardens. Just like you have weeds in your lawn, you can have weeds in your water garden. Algae are microscopic weeds that are sometimes a problem in water gardens. Left to grow unchecked, they can cause issues. Since algae needs sunlight in order to grow, you can curb their growth by choosing water garden plants that shade the water. Limit excess nutrients by fertilizing your water garden plants responsibly. Apply only what your plants need and use slow-release nutrient tablets that can be pushed into the soil. Don't overfeed or overstock fish, since both can disrupt the nutrient balance. As a last resort, you can try an aquatic algaecide. Always read the label and be sure the product is suitable for use around other plants and fish. For more information about water gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Integrated Pest Management. Integrated Pest Management, or IPM, is a comprehensive approach to managing plant pests. IPM uses many different methods to manage pests while causing the least harm to people, property, and the environment. Before the shift to IPM, pesticides were applied on a regular basis to crops, whether or not pest problems existed. IPM's emphasis is on managing pests with a variety of methods, including the careful use of pesticides. Prevention is the key to IPM. It's important to select the right plant for the right place, to choose pest-resistant varieties, and to maintain healthy plants. Plants should also be checked often for pests. If pests are found, you can start planning your Florida-friendly management strategy, which can be as simple as removing the insects by hand. For more information about IPM, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Crocosmia. Add a fiery burst of color to your garden by planting Crocosmia. This summer-blooming bulb produces arching sprays of flowers that are often a bright orangey-red, but can also be yellow. Crocosmia begin blooming in May or June and can be cut and used in bouquets. Plant yours in sun or part shade and choose improved cultivars to have the best show. Crocosmia has few diseases or pests and is usually drought-tolerant once established. The plants will sometimes flop over as they grow, so you may need to provide some support. Crocosmia is a vigorous grower, so you'll want to lift and divide the bulbs every 1 or 2 years in the spring, then spread the fire by passing the extra plants along to your friends. For more information about Crocosmia and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, reduce stormwater runoff. Rainwater can run off your landscape onto road asphalt and other hard surfaces where it can't penetrate into the ground. But in Florida-friendly yards, rainwater stays on site because reducing runoff protects waterways. Try reducing the amount of rainfall that leaves your landscape by using porous materials like gravel, mulch, and bricks for your walkways, driveways, and patios. Densely growing turf grass and ground covers help capture rainwater and can also filter pollutants and reduce erosion. Other ways to keep water on site include planting rain gardens, installing swales, and using rain barrels and cisterns. Do your part to keep rainwater in your landscape and help protect our fragile environment. For more information about Florida-friendly practices, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.